Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We have an insane episode of Jersey Shore. Guys, I'm not even kidding. This is probably one of the best episodes of the entire season. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be recapping Jersey Shore here on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah,
we are back.
I was like, wait, what was the music that was happening? I was like waiting for
it. I wasn't even expecting this, but I'm feeling it.
Yes.
Oh my
We're
God.
Feeling it.
Yes, this is
guys.
It's Jersey. Oh, we're getting the vibes
this
in us.
Episode. Oh my goodness.
All right, we're gonna go over everyone's overall thoughts in a minute because we all are like scrambling to, I think, like say how we feel.
Yeah.
This episode was so great. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't go anywhere. We have a great show for you guys. We obviously have our special segment, some juicy news and gossip.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like Ooh. Usual, going to be breaking down the episode, saying our thoughts. Join in on the conversation. We really love to hear what you guys have to say because, I mean, it's Jersey and we're all a family. So welcome, everybody, to our amazing panel. If you want to introduce yourselves.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be back. Oh, my goodness. On the panel with you guys, I'm DJ.
Mama DJ,
a.k.a. Mama DJ. This episode was insane. I can't wait to dive in with you guys. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I'm Samantha, and you can catch me at story_of_Samantha on Instagram. I am filling in today. I filmed in last week, but I'm so happy to be here. We have so much drama to talk about. Cannot wait.
What's up, guys? I am Benny Adams.
Yes,
Stoked
Benny.
Yet again for this
sorry,
episode. It's crazy.
I just love the so way crazy. Benny talks.
Your face is lights up.
No,
like, yes.
No, really. It could be like do-do-do, and then it's like Jersey. You're like, what?
Yes. It's Jersey. Yes. Like, I have to... Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk about this crazy episode. The episodes are getting better and better.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think we all kind of have the overall thought of, like... All right, in one word, so we can start the episode, just in one word, what was your overall thought?
Confusion.
Disappointment.
Annoyed.
Mine was just, oh my God. Like, it was just, oh my God, I don't even know how to explain it. But yeah, let's jump into it, and it started off the way it ended last episode, and Vinny's at Chippendales, and it just... I didn't expect them to go so fast into it. They just had like Uncle Nino run onto the stage. I thought they were going to build it up a little bit more, but you know, whatever. It's all good. We knew he was coming. The prank war champion did it again,
yep.
And yeah, Uncle Nino's on stage in a Speedo. Everyone was shocked. What were your feelings on like when you were looking at that? Like, I need to know exactly what was going through each of your heads.
I mean, I was laughing when I just saw him in a Speedo getting ready, but when he stepped on that stage, as soon as he started blurting out all that, whatever he was saying, I thought it was hilarious. I was hoping that he was gonna, you know, bust some dance moves or whatever.
Right.
I didn't see him dancing at all, but, you know, it was all good. It was still enjoyable to watch.
He just walked out on stage, like, actually in a cane.
Yeah.
It looked like, what was that, a cane and a Speedo? It was just like, yeah, I'm Uncle Nino. Oh, yeah, hey.
I thought he was gonna do something, like, sexy with that cane or whatever, but I guess not,
I
whatever.
Something, like a little something. Not even a little something. That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean... I didn't think he would actually do something like a number. I don't think he reached that point in production, but it was still funny to see him on stage.
Yeah.
He looked like he was home on that stage. He was like, I'm ready. I'm taking it off.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he loved it,
yeah.
And he looked like he was enjoying it, and good for him.
He was on it.
He's honestly, like, as much as we go, oh my God, because every time he comes on the screen, we're like, oh my God. I love it. Why I think I like Uncle Nino is he's not putting on a show at all. Like, that's literally how he is. I don't think the cameras, I think he definitely loves it. Like, yes, here's the cameras. Oh my God, Uncle Vinny. But I don't think he's like putting on a show. I think that's genuinely how he is.
He's having fun. And I think that's what people need to remember. They just need to remember to just have some fun. Get lay back. And
I thought you were going to say to get laid.
Yeah.
My words got a little confused. No, but
do you want to get laid by Uncle Nino?
Oh, no, I do not want to get laid by Uncle Nino. But before, now my whole train of thought is like gone.
Sorry,
now.
Benny.
No, it's okay. But what I was gonna say is just be laid back, not get laid. Be laid okay. back and just have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's his authentic self.
At least we know Benny's.
You sense that.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
See, yeah. I'm not attracted to Uncle Nino.
Yeah.
And I like older guys, but I'm not attracted to. He's a little too old, I think.
Okay.
He's like, what, like pushing 70?
He has a great personality.
Okay, Benny. Yeah, look, he's looking for the positive. We love you, Uncle Nino. Don't worry. I would love it. Can you imagine Uncle Nino coming into the studio?
Oh, my God.
Let's make it happen.
Seriously.
Guys, we'll try, but it's so hard that we're in L.A. and they're in Jersey. Like, it just makes it very difficult that none of them are really out here.
Yeah.
But let's move on to the... I was going to say the Ron-drama for Ron-drama, but that was really corny. I don't know why I'm in a really... today. But, yeah, so... I think there's always something going on with Ronnie. Like, we knew that the episode was going to have something to do with Ronnie, but honestly, Ronnie surprised me this episode. But before we really get into the way Ronnie reacted to the whole situation, I'm trying to think of how to properly break this down because so much happened that, long story short, JWoww invites Jen out to the bar. What were your thoughts just solely on the fact that she invited him out?
Betrayal. Like, even Paulie said it, or maybe Paulie or Vinny, but they were just like, this is family code. Where's the family code? I feel like Jenny doing that behind Ron's back is just betrayal. Like, that's not what a real friend would do, I think. So I was disappointed in JWoww. I was really disappointed in her this episode.
Yeah, me too.
I was just like... WTF, man. Like, what is going on? Like, you've known this guy for so long. Why would you... You're pretty much family. Why are you going to go out of your way to invite someone who he's had issues with? I don't care if he said that they're fine. You know they've had issues. Like, you know what you're doing. She tried to play dumb about it. Like, I saw her in a bad light.
I'm going to let you... All I want to say is that she, before I lose my train of thought, that she always practices... not practices, but being straight up. It's JWoww. She's straight up. And she backed down and was super two-faced today. But, yeah.
She was wasted. And she let that control her real self.
You think she was wasted when this all went down? like when she decided to invite him out? Like, you think this was solely being because she was drunk?
I think she had some angst against Ron because of the Roger stuff. Mm-hmm. And this was her way of getting back at him. Mm-hmm. But because she was drunk, she did it in this way instead of doing it in a different way.
Right.
Alcohol brings the truth out. It makes your true self come out. Facts. And...
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because... No, it's okay. I used to drink a lot. I don't drink anymore because I used to do really, like, stupid stuff. And so when people say the truth, like, sometimes, but sometimes not. Like, you know, I've done stuff where I'm just like, why did I do that? I didn't even mean that. I don't like this person. Like, you know what I mean?
That's,
I don't know. So I think it just depends. I think whether or not, I think maybe she just likes to insert herself into drama. Mm-hmm. So
she did caption on her Instagram. She posted a picture of her like side-eyeing and she was like, this is me saying, or this is what people are saying, you're such a drama starter on TV. So do you think she did that as something for the show, or do you think she was being her authentic self?
See, I think, I'm hoping it's because she was drunk. And I'm going to say, I'm not saying being drunk is an excuse, because I'm really not saying that. But, like, as someone like that has struggled with that, I do understand what it's like to wake up and be like, I don't know if that's how it is for her, but be like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Or I remember doing something, but I don't really remember. She didn't, the difference is she didn't, not play that card, that sounds wrong, but she didn't even say, like, oh, I was wasted, I'm sorry, I wasn't acting like myself. Like, she didn't even, like, go there. Yeah, so, like, that's the only reason I don't think it was because she was drunk, was because she didn't even say, like, oh, I was drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
maybe that's who she really is, though, because when we look into, you know, the old seasons when they were younger, in their 20s, but that whole note situation, she was the one that wrote the note. You know? So she has, I don't know, she just has a habit of getting into Ron's relationships. Like,
she knew what she was doing, and like, she can't get mad for how he actually reacted really well. I know we're going to talk about it, but she can't get mad about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just... It just bothers me because it all could have been avoided. It was like either JWoww, there's too many Jens. Either JWoww is kind of mad because she heard that that Ronnie took Roger's side. She could be mad about that, but at the same time, I think she also just likes drama. Like, all I want to know is what was the point. She wouldn't stop saying, she kept repeating, I can't believe, or you wouldn't tell us, so I had to find out myself. Like, what do you mean? And then even Ronnie was like, no, like, you don't insert yourself. Like, you know, my business is my business. It's not all of ours. And she literally said, no, it's not. All of our business is each other's business. And no. I'm like, wait,
she is the biggest hypocrite because, like,
Angelina said it.
Yeah, she said it. And when they were in the Dude Ranch, what is it called?
Yeah.
Dude Ranch. It's so weird saying Dude Ranch. But when they were in the Dude Ranch, she didn't want to talk about Roger at all. And she would get so pissed when Roger or Ronnie was trying to talk to her about Roger. And, like, was just like, oh, just be honest. Tell us the truth. We're your family. We care. But now, in this situation, when the tables have turned, JWoww is just like, oh, well, we want to know the truth.
Yeah.
But she does it in such a messy way. And even Roger said it. Even Ronnie said it. He was just like, oh, you don't see me bringing Roger around or hitting him up behind your back. Like,
what do you guys think what do you think Jenny would do if Roger...
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What do you think... Hold on. I can't with the Jens and the R's. So what do you think JWoww would do if Ronnie was out with everybody, invited Roger.
She
like,
would flip
out. She would go to the ranch.
She
would
punch somebody in the face.
You've seen her in past episodes of the original Jersey Shore. Well, she'll literally just go ham on someone.
She does not give an F.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So true.
Like, I wrote it down here, Angelina, like, during this entire thing, said Jenny's a hypocrite. She's always getting involved in everyone else's drama. And I think what bothered me is, kind of sitting here saying it now, I never thought about that. What if it was the other way around and they were all at a club and Ronnie was like, no, Jenny won't talk, I'm inviting Roger. But what bothered me was how the way everyone reacted was weird to me, because Dina was obviously, you could tell she was drunk, but she's like, I wrote it down. Oh my God. She was saying like, oh, it's not you. Oh, Dina's like, now I know it's not you. And then they were like, wow, I can't believe Ronnie's saying that because I totally jumped the gun. Let's go back. Paulie texts
Ron.
Sorry, there's too many people in this entire thing right now. Paulie texts Ronnie and says that Jen is there. Okay. From that situation right there, that is when shit kind of like hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the way Paulie and Vinny handled that situation?
I loved the way they handled it. Exactly. My thoughts exactly. Applause. You know, Vinny,
Think they should have said anything?
No, I think they definitely should have said something. I understand where Vinny was coming from. He wanted to stay completely out of it and didn't even want to talk to Ron, didn't want any involvement. And that probably would have been me if I was in that situation too. But then Paulie, and he was the one that actually took the initiative and texted Ronnie. I'm glad that he did, because again, he mentioned family code. It's bro code. It's just, you know, being honest, family doesn't do that. And it's true. Like, he's just letting Ron know. And Ron was supposed to know, because it's really messed up what JWoww did.
Yeah, I completely 1,050% agree with what Vinny did, and I would have done the exact same thing, because that's his boy, you know. And just think if he would have walked into that strip club, which he probably wouldn't have, but just think if he would have and he had no idea and he saw her, like, that just would have been so bad for him.
Exactly.
I feel like if I was Vinny, I would have left when Paulie left. I know Paulie had to catch a flight. But, you know, he could have said something about his foot or whatever. Yeah. Like, hey, let me just literally remove myself from this situation.
Yeah.
It was cool that he sat back and, like, watched it from afar. Mm-hmm. But you could tell, like, the girls were just all about the fakeness, the drama. They wanted to get that, like, juice for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny was like, this is, like I said last week, I said, Vinny is always the level-headed one. And when he did confession, he said, this is not a good idea. Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. And he was.
I just don't like how, I mean... See, I feel like if it was the other way around, like, if I was Vinny, I would have been like, this is not good. Like, I would have literally, because me, I just always say, like, how I feel or how it is. I'd be like, this is not right. I'm leaving. But, like, I just felt like everybody, even Paulie and Vinny, like, it was so just fake. Like, why didn't they just say, hey, this is messed up, I'm gonna leave, instead of, like, I would have been like, oh, I'm letting so-and-so know, just so you know. But everyone's like this behind the back thing. I don't know. It was just weird
to me. I think it was a good move for Vinny to kind of stay behind, though, because he was kind of like eavesdropping in their conversation and listening to every... that's literally what I would have done. I've been like, oh, what are they saying? I'm still not going to be involved, but I want to hear what's going on so I can report back to my boy, you know?
Okay. And I think it was smart that they didn't tell J-Well, or Vinny didn't tell J-Well, that he was texting Ron, because he knows J-Well and she's already intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Who knows what she's gonna do once she finds out? Yeah. So,
That's true.
I just thought it was weird. And then they show up in animal masks, which really made me feel so weird. I was like, what?
Where did they get the mask from?
I was like, why? Like, did they just want to make this entrance even more weird? Like, it was, I don't know why she showed up. I think kind of what I was saying, unless this is really how J-Wow is, like, really rolling right now, I was hoping it was a lot was production. I was hoping that it was like, okay, bringing Jen, kind of like the way they randomly bring Uncle Nino in everywhere. Like, let's bring Jen in. That'll cause drama. Let's see how Ronnie reacts. Like, I was hoping it wasn't all just... I was hoping J-Wow was taking it for the team. But I don't know. That's the case.
It would make complete sense if it was production, because it was good TV. Yeah. We were all, like, we were glued to the TV screen. So it would make sense. But like you said, like, I have no idea, because at the same time, I can see J-Wow being behind all of it.
I feel like it was production, because there was no endpoint. You know, there was no resolution. Like, J-Wow didn't own up to anything. She was like, the drama happened, and the drama happened, and there was no, like, and now we're all friends, and everything's great, but why? There was, like, I don't know.
She never even said, did she say sorry? I don't think I heard her say
when
sorry.
Well, when we get into the ending and how everything unfolds, we'll kind of get more into that. But, I don't know. I just feel like the whole situation was weird. I like that, like, I had here Paulie's, I like how he said it's bro code. I wrote some notes. That's why I just wanted to read them down here. That Jenny was like, the whole thing was so weird. She's like, I'm gonna fight for this to not be negative. I'm gonna fight for this to be a positive thing. And like, I'm like, the drunkenness definitely showed for that, because that actually didn't even make any sense. And then I think the part that got all of us, it cut to Ronnie. That's why I thought it was production, because all of a sudden Ronnie's in green screen, and then he gets this text message. They're like, okay, Ronnie, green screen time, and then they get this text message, and then he loses it, and we thought he was gonna go on a Ron page. That's the only reason I was getting production.
They were really hoping that he would do something crazy. And the fact that he didn't.
I'm so glad.
Our boy is growing up.
I know.
And that was like a setup. Usually every time when there's something that goes wrong, and then production, all of a sudden you see production kind of involved and stuff, they set it up to where it's like such a overdramatic situation. You know what I mean? And that's when it kind of feels like more intense, because, oh my goodness, they're in the green screen. Oh man, they're kind of breaking character a little bit, because, you know, in reality TV, we don't really see what goes on behind the scenes. But when we're seeing it in front of the camera, it's like, whoa, it's things about to go down. Wrong page. But to my surprise, he didn't lose his mind. He didn't turn into the Hulk or anything. So that was surprising.
Well, before we continue on, DJ has something to tell our amazing AfterBuzz family out there.
Of course. You know, I love talking to you guys. Thank you so much for making us AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. If you're on YouTube right now, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe. iTunes, you know what to do. Give us the 5 stars. I love Jersey Shore. We all do. We're such great fans, and we love talking about these episodes, especially when they're so dramatic like this. Mm-hmm. So please continue to help us to grow, and just keep on watching us.
Thank you. Yeah, we really do love to hear from you guys, because we hear ourselves talk, but it's nice to hear a community talk about, like, you know, like, what are your opinions on it? So definitely leave us some comments below. We love to hear from you guys. So rolling into kind of what we were talking about, how to tie this all up in a bow, how this ended, was it like kind of didn't really end up like anything. Ronnie shows up. We were like, I don't know if he's going to look like a tornado. Is he going to be on a Ron page? It was so funny. Vinny's like, he shows up with his hair done. He's put together. It's like hey, guys, how is it with his like fake white smile?
I want to like reenact it so bad, because it was that funny.
It was like, so... Oh, hey.
He's like, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And everyone was like...
Smiling.
Good morning.
Did you think so that it was... like, at this point right now, because this is how I felt. I felt like everyone was being, it was, like, fake. Like, hi, Ron. Oh, my God. Jen's like this? That's so, I can't believe she did that to you. And the night before, they're like, wow, look at Ron texting all these crazy things. Like, wow, it's not you, Jen. Like, I felt fakeness. What did you guys think?
Oh, I definitely felt the fakeness. And it's just so, and that's what was, like, really annoying about watching that whole scene, like, just play out. When Jen was talking to the girls and they were, it seemed like, you know, they were on her side, like they've been friends for so long. Like, oh yeah, girl, like, oh my goodness, he's so bad. Even Dina saying, oh, he needs to get his S together, blah, 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 himself together. But obviously, you know, she was drunk, so I guess I'll let that pass.
Yeah, but I don't blame Dina and Angelina as much as Jenny. I think they could be drunk and like, like just trying to get into some drama. But
exactly. Yeah. But what Ronnie said, though, it does make sense. And that's what makes it more believable now that we're hearing his side after that, is that Jen has a habit of manipulating the situation, which we've seen in the past. Yeah. So, it was interesting.
The thing is, they should have known that also. Like, they should have trusted Ron over Jen. They've known Ron a lot longer than they've known Jen. So, yeah. I don't know. It seems like an easy choice to me.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's about family, and JWoww completely disconnected from the family, but she's upset about us not being a family. Mm-hmm. So you just broke your own rule of what you're upset about, so you're doing this whole, like, circle dance for no reason.
Hypocrite.
And then that's why it makes... Yeah, just whatever.
I mean, I like how Ronnie was very calm. He didn't freak out. He called JWoww out, but what I loved, I think my favorite part of the situation was JWoww was about to throw Angelina under the bus. Girl. And Angelina was like, hell no.
Yes.
I'm sorry. She talks so much shit about Angelina. And, like, look at the way you're treating her. Like, this, I feel like this happens a lot more than they're even showing. That Jenny manipulates it and tries to blame. Like, she has something out for Angelina.
She was flat out cold. Like, didn't even make a move when they were talking about Angelina. Once Jenny got involved... Because Angelina, then she pitched up a little bit and was like, oh, well, but she would have never said anything.
I just did not like that. I didn't like how JWoww just threw Angelina under the bus saying, oh, well, Angelina showed me the text. No, she didn't show you the text. You literally bullied her, wrestled her to the ground, and stole her phone, and then exposed the text messages. Like, come on, JWoww.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Angelina stood up for herself, though. Like, I was really rooting for her to do that. And she did it in such, like, a classy way. Yeah. She didn't, like, curse her out or say any of this stuff. She was just like, oh, no, this isn't what happened. Didn't you actually do this?
And then you saw JWoww, like, I don't know. I love Angelina.
It's just so funny how I'm just looking at them differently now. It's like, so, you know, different. Before, you know, JWoww used to be up here for me, and then it was Angelina, and now after this episode especially, it's like, like, I was getting, like, that's more and true. More respect for Angelina, but after this episode, JWoww, I'm sorry, girl, like, what is happening?
Well, that's enough of the Ron drama. We probably have a lot more of that to come, because he's doing better, but, like, let's get real. I can't see him and Jen, like, ever really, like, what is it called when you, like, not tie the knot, that's getting married.
Get married?
No, it's, like, bury the hat. Like, I don't know what it's called when you're, like,
like call end a truce? It.
Something like that. Yeah, I can't really see, I can't really see any of that happening with them. But, so Jenny's new man is deciding to come over to Vegas and meet the roomies. Not all of them, because they're all not there, sadly. But 24 comes, and it was an interesting encounter. What are your overall thoughts of that meeting? It was weird, right?
You know, it was weird. I had a bunch of emotions. Like, it was a little awkward, but then at the same time, it was really cute just seeing JWoww's face just kind of light up and she's getting all giddy and schoolgirlish. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've all been there in our first relationship.
Talking about all, like, the sex she's having.
That's where it got a little awkward. But, I mean, I kind of felt awkward because that's how they are. They're very explicit and they're very open about everything. But 24 is, like, not like that. He's, like, the complete opposite of them. So it was kind of an interesting setting.
That's what Vinny said. He's like, I wrote down, 24 is not rolling with the punches and the jokes.
Yeah.
Well, and they're like Pauly D and everyone else, like, they're brothers and sisters. They're super close. And like you said, that's how they talk, and that's how they they make fun of each other. So it was, I thought it was funny, and I thought it was lighthearted, and I liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you think? It was so awkward for me. I couldn't.
It was weird.
I felt like the overall thing is they don't like him, or they're going into this relationship with Jenny that they don't like him. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of...
Why do you think they don't like him?
I feel they think it's weird that he's younger than her. I think they're happy that she is moving on and has the giddy, fun stuff that's she's feeling. But I don't
what
think,
are his intentions?
Yeah, exactly. Like, mm-hmm. she asked him, is he going to be on WWE?
See, I disagree. I think that they were just putting him through, like, a little test to see if he can handle... Mm. what they throw at him.
Yeah.
And then if he can do that, then they'll accept him into the family. But he's not in the family until he goes through this loop, and that loop.
Mm. It's like, you never know how to get into the family. It's exactly. like one of those. But it was funny because Vinny was like, he doesn't look 24, he looks 44. And Ronnie was saying, like, he looked like someone, and I forgot
Mr.
to write
Incredible.
Down. Yeah. And they did, like, a side-by-side thing. And it was, yeah, I think they were, honestly, I think I don't know. I could see either or, but I think they definitely were giving him shit for...
They're overprotective,
just being
too.
with Jenny. Yeah. I think that's what
really
it is.
They're overprotective of her, too, because obviously this relationship is moving really fast, and, you know, they don't want her to get hurt again, because mm-hmm. she's already been through a lot with Roger, so...
Well, speaking of Roger, the show ends by Uncle Nino coming in and saying, "What's up, Roger?" 224. I'm sorry. I love him. I love him for that. It's the best thing, because nobody was going to do it, and he did it. Do you think he did it, like, to troll? Or do you think he really was like, "Hey, what's up, Roger?" Like, did he think it was Roger?
Typical Uncle Nino. He's going to blurt out whatever's on his mind.
What do you think?
That's literally what he did with Jen when he was at Mike's wedding and saying, "Oh, what's going on with you in TMZ? And why are you beating up on Roger?" Like, he, mm-hmm. or Ronnie. Jeez, I keep confusing
There's
the
too many R's and Jens right now.
But yeah, that's literally how Uncle Nino is. I'm not even surprised.
What do you think?
I think he was genuine.
Oh, you or think like he thought that was Roger?
I think he was genuine in the fact that he wanted to say he didn't know his name, so he's like, "I'm just going to call him Roger." So it wasn't something that he was trying to be, I don't know, funny. It was just like Roger. How he is. It was just one of the punches that he had to roll with. Yeah.
That man knew what he was doing. Knew what he was doing. He loves messing with people, and that's what he was doing. I thought it was hilarious.
He was probably like, "What?" Because he walks in and he sees Jenny. He sees someone that's not Roger, and he's like, "Oh, well, what's up, Roger?" Like, he thinks it's funny. Everyone thinks it's awkward. Like, he's just that person that he doesn't have a filter, and he doesn't feel bad about it.
Yeah. That's it. You said it.
Yeah.
Love you, Uncle Nino. We love you.
Come on the show.
Yeah, we would love to try to get you guys on the show. But now it is time for our special segment.
It's time for Spiral Squad. This is where we decide who spiraled and took the plunge.
What Benny, do you think, start Ben? Out.
Ooh. Let's see. Obviously, I'm going to have to go with JWoww. Like, come on.
I think we all may have.
Yeah, been. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's but I'll put. Do you want me to put out another name since?
Sure.
Jay, let's do Uncle Nino.
I was gonna say that.
I'm
too.
Sorry. You should have told me to do another one. Yeah, Uncle Nino.
Are you guys? Are we JWoww?
I'm a JWoww right
I'm gonna
now.
Say Angelina. Just because she at the strip club, she was wilding out. She was wilding out.
Yeah.
I think Jenny took. I'm gonna make an executive decision here, and I think that. JWoww spiraled the absolute most.
Yes.
Then we had our little baby spirals in there. Angelina
Chippendales.
Uncle Nino. Mm-hmm. Who else? Did anybody else spiral?
I don't think anyone else really.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, well, Paulie did for 1 second because he, like, got in the drama and texted, maybe. But he's not really, like, a part of it. We love our Paulie.
We do.
But, yeah.
DJ Paulie D right here.
Yes! Hey. I love the little sound bites. And, yeah, so, Benny, what news and gossip do you have for
us
today?
My gosh. Are you guys ready for this news and gossip? I don't think you're ready for it.
I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Let's do it.
All right. Before I get to, like, the main crazy stuff, let's talk about Pauly D and Vinny. They're going to be coming out with another show on MTV.
Another one, yeah.
So they're not doing A Shot at Love anymore?
I don't know. We haven't heard anything about another season for A Double Shot at Love, but they are doing another show where it's called DJ Pauly D and Vinny's Vegas Pool Party.
They literally are in love, these two.
That's
they
the really working are. Title of this show. It's going to be
That's
on
a
MTV.
A long show. A long title.
Yeah, yeah, working title. So it's not the official title yet, but they're saying that it's going to talk about these two in Vegas with their friends, and they're going to show their friends how to live it up in Vegas while also teaching them how to work hard and play harder.
So, like, Jersey Shore, but, like, with two.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, kind of the same thing.
And but, like, I guess we're going to meet, like, new people because it's saying they're going to bring their friends along. So.
Yeah, I always forget that the cast has friends. I just think they have each other. I forget they have actual other friends.
So you can expect to see this on MTV sometime around in 2020. And what's really cool is it's the same people that are behind the show were behind Double Shot at Love and the past seasons of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, so it's gonna be good.
That I think that may do better than Double Shot at Love.
You think so?
Maybe just because it's the other one was just dating. This is life.
Double Shot at Love did pretty good, so that's
it
gonna
did?
Yeah. It was the number one rated cable show for a lot of weeks. So it has some tough shoes to follow. That's we'll see.
Surprising. I wonder if they'll bring it back because that's two shows with. Like, that's a lot. I'm okay with having a lot of Pauly and Vinny, but that's just a lot to be throwing out there on MTV. Like, oh, they have this show. So I wonder if they're swapping shows or if they're just, like, switching it up for a season. I don't know.
I can see that. Because Double Shot Love ended a couple months ago, probably. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We'll see. But I don't know if you guys are ready for this one.
I don't know either.
I don't know if you're ready. Ooh. All right.
Oh, my gosh. I need a drink.
All right. So there is actually there. I'm gonna call them rumors, but at the same time, I don't know. But this is from OK Couples.
Oh no!
It's saying that Ron and Jen were spotted in Beverly Hills.
Oh my God!
No,
but that's not it though yet. That's not it. Are you ready for this?
What?
They confirmed that they are back together.
No, what? No. Where did they confirm?
OK Couples. OK Couples.
I'm done. It's great, guys.
Ronnie's been so good and such a good head on his shoulders, and he sounded so good, and Vinny believed him. Like,
yeah.
Which is a lot to have Vinny and Pauly believe you.
So I don't know what to believe because I haven't heard them say it.
Mm.
I didn't see any pictures, but
we were just hyping Ronnie up. I was like, Ronnie, I'm so proud of you. You're just changing for the better.
Yes.
It's just rumors. We don't know. Maybe
you broke my heart.
Maybe they're co-parenting very well.
They are. They do have a daughter together. They could have been dropping her off
somewhere. We're trying to give Ron the benefit of the doubt. You never know.
So.
Because the squad believed in them, or him. They thought he could get better. They really wanted to give him that push. They really wanted to see him move on.
I believed in
toxicity.
Him too.
But you know what, though? And you made a very good point. They share a daughter together. So they're going to be photographed together at times. Like, they're never going to not have some type of relationship, even if they're not together.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope for the best with that. Any more news and gossip?
That's it.
All right, so before we head out, let's just get into our predictions. And the predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
They've been good because you always see the new episode. Like, usually it was kind of, like, slow for a little bit. But now all the episodes, like, it looks like there's going to be some cool stuff. Yeah. So you want to start off?
Ooh, so there's just going to... I don't know what I saw in the previews for the next episode, but there's going to be some crazy tension between JWoww and Angelina. I mean, not that there never was anyway, but this is going to be heightened up because I guess 24 is involved somehow. So,
oh no,
24.
Watch out, JWoww is coming.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes. I think this is going to be a real big test for 24. So I think he's confused on either I have to roll and be cool and kind of flirt back with the friends to, like, get that A+, or am I going to be a total, like, boring person and just make sure that JWoww doesn't get jealous, because JWoww is a very jealous person.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to just...
And with Angelina.
Yeah,
they have feud, those two. Mm-hmm.
I want to see 24 pop off. I want to see him just be like, yo, don't mess with me, bro. That's what I want to see.
I'm scared.
I think, yeah, I predict that there's going to be tension between Jenny and Angelina, which it just sucks because we think, you know, everything seems like it's a certain way, and then you hear, like, remember there was rumors about, like, Snooki leaving the show because of Angelina. Like, there was, like, a lot of different stuff that always happens on the show that you're like, I want to believe Angelina is changed, but, like, that's how she acts. She acts like she's changed, but this episode, it looks like they're, like, flirting. Like, I'm hoping because I really do like Angelina, I'm hoping she doesn't go...
Yeah.
To like a different level that she shouldn't and cross a line. And I'm hoping it's production that made it seem like that because she's still engaged. She's still posed with her fiance. So, you know, I always go back to production because I want to make them, I want them to all be the best person exactly. that they can. Yeah. So I'm praying it's production.
Of course.
I think that's. Gets over this entire situation, this entire episode. Sorry, for some reason, my mouth is not producing correct words today. The situation. Oh, I hope we can see some situations soon.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
You can hate on me all you want to, but what can you possibly say?
Because
somebody that looks like Rambo, pretty much.
Remember that? Do you remember that when someone looks like Rambo?
Technically, they could still bring that in this season with the situation getting out of jail. They could still do that.
I hope so. Well, let us know what you guys think. What are you excited for? And what do you guys predict is going to happen next week? But thank you guys so much for watching. We truly love our Jerseys and we love tuning in. Let us know where we can find you guys.
You guys can find me on Instagram at DJ_Beaulieu. I don't know if there's any lower thirds, but Beaulieu is spelled BEAULIEU. It's French.
Love it.
Hey, you can find me at Instagram at story_of_Samantha.
What's up, guys? You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And you can find me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. And until next week, we will see you guys there.
See you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.